Praise the Lord. Let me pray. Father, we thank you for sending Jesus Christ for us to redeem us. And because of Jesus, we are born into the family of God. You are our Father. We thank you that we can rely on us. Thank you, Father, for the body of Christ, the church of Jesus Christ. You have established before the foundation of the world. And today we recognize, Lord, it is your great faithfulness. Even in this church, 30 years, you have been so good to us, bringing us a seed of salvation that brought many to the Lord. And Lord, we thank you. We are an eternal family. Holy Spirit, teach us and guide us and help us to know what you want us to know from heaven. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The first thing I want to talk to you is our church is called Evangel. Evangel means good news. We all have already knew about this. Good news, because everywhere is bad news. And there is no hope apart from Evangel, apart from Jesus Christ, who came down, gave you eternal life, bring you into a group called the church, the body of Christ. And it's only in the body of Christ that God operates. Others are all dark. So say church, body of Christ, and each of us are members of the body of Christ. The moment when you, I'm sure many of y'all have been led to the Lord, and in fact, I want to make sure that y'all are led to the Lord. I want to pray a sinner's prayer afterwards, but the moment when you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, God forgives you according to John 3:16 and John chapter 1, verse 12, that you become a child of God. You are entering into the body of Christ, and which is the church. Jesus receives you because he has only one church. He receives you. And so the key text is they were added to the Lord, added to the church. The moment when you're born again, you come into the eternal family of God, which is the church of Jesus Christ. Under this church, there are many, many local churches. Say with me, local churches. Local churches. And Evangel is one of the church, the body that God put. And Jesus will take you, and then he will plant you into one of the body of Christ, one of the local church. That is why he said the believers increase and added to the Lord, both men and women. In fact, another text tells us you were added to the Lord, added to the church. So I want you to be assured that whatever you're going through, God is the one who adds you to Evangel Christian Fellowship. And this year, beginning of the year, the Lord said this year is a year of growth, maturity, and there's going to be addition from the Lord. And when the Lord adds, he had great plans for you. Great plans for you. And so in order to enter into that fellowship, you must have a spiritual birth. I want to say with me, dear Lord Jesus, I've come to you because you are my Savior and my Lord. Forgive me of my sins. I want to rededicate my life back to you because I want to be sure that 100% I'm in the body of Christ. I'm the part of the body of Christ worldwide. I'm a part of the kingdom of God. So, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Be my Lord, Savior, and Lord in Jesus' name. Okay, when you make that prayer, there's a dimension that takes place from darkness to light, from death to life, from hopelessness to hopefulness. From place where everything goes wrong, from sickness to health, God has great blessing in the body of Christ. And that is what the body of Christ is all about. So in order to come, what is the emphasis today? The presence of God, the body of Christ, destiny, maturity. So every believer will increase. Here he said the believers were increasingly added, and multitude, both men and women. In fact, it comes to the Lord. Let's look at the way to come into the body of Christ, spiritual birth. Say spiritual birth.
Spiritual birth.
So when you enter in, God takes you and writes your name in heaven. Do you know that your names are written in heaven? Written in the book of life? You are eternally, I want to dare say this, we are eternally in the hands of the Lord. You got to walk with the Lord. And God gives you that dimension when you receive him. But when God puts you into a local church, there are certain protocol he has because he meant for good. Can you put in the next one? You see, when God adds you, he adds you into a body. The word is, early members were added. And the word is to put, he puts you into and adds you beside the Lord, and the Lord now takes care of you. He is the head, you are the body, you are members of the body of Christ. He adds into you for various reasons. And one of the things is to be a part of the local church he wants to. Okay, the next one, just put in the next one. Okay, one must be joined in the Spirit, by the Spirit to the Lord to add into the universal church. First and the primary important is you are added by the Lord. Say with me, I'm added by the Lord. Added to all. This is my family. In this family, there are certain things that they have. We call, today I'm saying Evangel Church, we want to say be committed to the local church by becoming a member of this local church. We call it membership, voluntary membership. When you make a commitment by saying, I'm becoming a member of the body of Christ here, you have to do certain things. And so he said, there is a visible and a practical expression of the church membership seen in the book of Acts. How do they know 12 disciples? How do they know 120? How do they know 3,000 were saved? How do they know 5,000 were saved? All because there is a roll call. It's someone in the church has taken and they have given their names, given, I make a commitment. And so it's biblical. Membership is biblical. Say with me, membership is biblical. And today I want to share 9 things. There is 9 blessings in being a member of this fellowship. Because in order to be in the worldwide church or invisible body of Christ, you got to be in the part of a local church. And so God gives you privilege. And there are many privileges in being a part of the church. And it's for your own personal growth. Okay, belonging is to identify with the local church as a body where it's true application of fellowship working together to a corporate life, a new covenant relationship. Say with me, new covenant relationship. Do you know you and I are joined together? Pastor Machen said this, we are members of the body of Christ. That means there is a body of Christ. So we are one member. My hand is a member, but my hand must be joined to my body. And so we have the joining of fellowship together. You will fulfill a function. Okay, the next one I want you to verbalize with me. Number 2.
Leadership by God's grace, commit themselves to spiritual welfare, protection of the members, practical care and concern.
That is how you grow. Jesus, the head, uses in the church leadership. In fact, the leadership, the proper name in Ephesians 12, 4:12, says that Jesus himself gave in an anointing of apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. It's an anointing of Jesus given to the leadership so that Jesus can work and make you grow. Make you teach, make you bring all that he has. So this is a practical part. So I want you to look at the leadership as Jesus' representative. Say with me, ambassador. Jesus' ambassador. They may not be perfect, but Jesus worked through and changing you and me. And whatever we teach, it is Jesus involved in this, in growing you. Number 3. Say with me, security.
The family of God. As a child of those
You see, apart from the body of Christ, there's no security. Chiyon, can you put look at the world, look at the church. The greatest need now is security, protection. This is the biblical way of saying God, the church. And in the church, there's protection. Outside the church, apart from the church, is evil spirits, fallen angels, false prophets, death, deception, and false teaching is all around. Only in the church there's truth. And Jesus, through his anointed servants, will teach you the truth. And that's what we are, bringing the truth. So this is the church, and your protection is in the body of Christ. This is where your protection is. Wherever you are, connect to the body of Christ. That's your security. In this time of COVID-19, your protection is the body of Christ. Jesus assures you protection. You know, there's a lot of creativity that have been released through the in this time of pandemic, and many are going through Zoom and satellites and so many things. But what happened is the word of God will come and God will give you protection. What is your security? Your connection to the head and through the leadership. Okay, can we go to the next one? It's straightforward. The next one. Okay. Protection from wolves
who would otherwise come in to tear apart and destroy.
I hope you all have found your protection from deception. Ignorance is another spirit. God will protect you. I am so amazed now in this new way of technology. We have ministers whom we can never get in the world to our pulpit now come to us. They come to us and teach truth. And I'm sure you have been blessed. What is God doing now in our lives? He's making us into maturity. Say maturity. And the key verse is Galatians 2:20. I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. And the life I live in the faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. God is bringing you to a place of life of Jesus. The greatest calling to the world is to be conformed to the image of God. And God, at this time, if you have not tasted, you'll be tasting. God is dealing with our dying to self. Everything of self have to die, because a time is coming when self have to give into eternal factors. And God is dealing, and I'm sure you all know, he's dealing with me, dealing with Pastor Mitchell, dealing with everybody on self, dying to self. It's a time where you depend on the Holy Spirit, that everything flesh, and you live by the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. Say with me, sin is defeated, but it's not eradicated. Sin is defeated. So when you live by the Spirit, Romans chapter 8:1, the life 8:1, he said, the life I live, there's no more condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, but the life I live in the life, in the faith, in the Son of God who gave himself for me. It's the Spirit of God. Live by the Spirit of God, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh or the works of the flesh. There should be a change. All the fleshly experience will be exchanged through the fruit of the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. That is what God is doing. God is dealing with us not only here, all over the world. God is dealing because he's coming back for a church. 30 years is a time for maturity.
Amen.
True, a time of maturity. To be like Jesus. God is waiting for you and me to be matured so that Jesus can come back and take us as a bride. He doesn't want a young girl. He doesn't want a young girl. He doesn't want anybody with spots and wrinkles. He's now, everything that God is saying is changing you from glory to glory to glory. So tell the Lord, Lord, give me grace to live. Jesus on earth lived with three. He lived in the power. He was mighty in the Spirit, grace of God, and was walking with wisdom. the grace and there is a change that God is doing. And Jesus finally manifested that he was full of wisdom, stature, having favor with God and favor with men. And that is coming to our lives. Amen. Amen. It's coming into our lives. Amen. Okay, the next one, 5. Consistent food and nourishment. This is a time of extremes. God puts you in balanced diet. We cannot go extreme. You know, one of the definition, God is with us in the church. He has moved from the Herald's temple, and now he is in the body of Christ. Say with me, God is with us. And doctrines that you never understood will now be revealed. You know, the eternal God is Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, 3 separate persons, yet one Godhead. It's a mystery, and there's a lot of attack. We read the Apostles' Creed. It came about in the year 300 plus, that when they were attacking the humanity of Jesus, and the Apostles' Creed came up. Another time when they attacked on the divinity of Jesus, they called the Nicene Creed that came in. And because we can't understand three persons, one head, but how did, so I asked the Lord, Lord, give me understanding of it. And this is what the Lord speak to us. You know, God is in the church. Say with me, God is in the church. God is in me. Scripture tells us you are a temple of the Holy Spirit. You carry the Holy Spirit. But in reality, what happened is God is, Father is above us from heaven. Jesus is with us. The Holy Spirit is in us. This gives us, you carry the presence of God. Say with me, the Father is above us. Jesus is with us. Emmanuel, huh? Jesus is with us. And the Holy Spirit is in us. You're connected to heaven right now. I want you to know that the presence of God is here from heaven through Jesus with us, because he said he's Emmanuel, he's with us. He died for us. Even our bodies are connected to the body of Christ. And then the Holy Spirit who directs us. And so we are not alone. Amen. We are on an eternal journey. Amen. We are an eternal family. We die, we will be back in heaven again. We are not alone. Amen. We will be together. The church is called Eternal Church. Amen. Let me make a statement. Jesus and the church is one. Jesus is eternal. The church is eternal. We are eternal, not only earthly, but for eternal. So death shouldn't be a fear. It should be a friend, because it's going to translate you into immortality. There's Dr. Bill Hammond saw a vision of the final chapter of the eternal immortal church. And in this there, he saw that the church final, this, he said, 2020, he made this claim. He said that the church is now becoming from mortal to immortal. And so somewhere in what the Apostle Paul had the vision or the revelation of the rapture or the coming of the resurrection life is coming soon. So he said the mortal church is in the last chapter and the last verse before Christ is coming. But before that, God is looking for maturity. Amen. The greatest call is to be like Jesus. The greatest call is to conform to the image of God. Let's go one more. We are people who are lawless. We came with a lot of baggages, and so there must be discipline. Discipline means correction. Correction and adjustment in our Christian walk, because he's our Father. And God will correct you, teach you, and help you to walk right before God. You know, we all have to be corrected. We all have. I told Pastor Machen, we all have mistakes. Tell me. We got to have an attitude. If I'm wrong, it's wrong. You cannot defend. Wrong is wrong. Teach me the right thing. And in the church, this adjustment will come. How? By preaching, teaching, and helping. And it's a good thing for protection. Often is one who's not corrected. We are not orphans. Say with me, we are not orphans.
We are
children of the living God, born from above. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's all. Okay, one more. Okay, and next one is for your finance and for your growth. You say,
Support all churches in the city by the highest offering. The result that God opens up the windows of heaven to pour out his blessing.
Not many people want to talk about it, but you want to have the open heaven, personal. Tithe and offering belongs to God. In fact, the Sabbath day belongs to God. And open the heaven. In this time of very financial, a time of shaking in the financial world, your provision must come from the Lord. The kingdom of God, kingdom rule must come in. And God, when you pay, or you, in fact, you pay your tithes and give your offerings, and then God has to open your finance. David Prince was telling about how giving is the sign of you are in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
If you are part of the kingdom of God, you give. And the source of giving is through the Holy Spirit. God will see us through. That's all, isn't it? Huh? Oh, nine. Okay. Okay. The next one is receiving life through the ministry of our. One is to worship God. You and I have gifts and talents that help one another. You can never be alone. Don't try to be alone. Our spirit is made to lean on one another. And growth comes in fellowship. Two fellows in one ship. Now, you rub. It's good to have differences. But you can make it up because of the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
I want to say to some of you, don't live in your past when God has forgiven you and cleansed you. Don't live in the past as though he has never forgiven us. Freedom comes with whatever sin. 1 John 1:9, God forgives you and cleanses you and forgives. Now, you want to live right, live that the blood of Jesus is forgiven. I'm free. Say with me, I'm free. Okay, number nine. Receiving life through the. Okay, we are very familiar with the Holy Communion. That is a divine fellowship because it's a new covenant. We are in heaven with the Lord now having communion. And the word communion is oneness with God. Enough he said this, but I want to say, Father above. Say with me, Father above.
Father above.
Jesus with us.
Holy Spirit is in us.
God promised to release his presence wherever we are and all the days of our lives in the church and in eternity. Learn to grow into the Lord. Learn to be mature and to be fruitful as the days goes on. Our life is not earthly, it's heavenly. Live in the light of eternity. Live in the light of eternity. And be strong in the Lord.
Amen.
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 God, you know, you want to praise God. Thank God for this church. Thank God there are pastors and teachers to help us. Thank us we can grow. Thank. Because truth for eternity is nowadays seeming to be very difficult to get. But we, the Lord here, is faithful in giving you truth. And truth will lead you to truth and for growth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let me pray for you. One of the things I want to say to you is the Holy Spirit is here. He is the giver of the life of Jesus. That means the fruit of the Spirit. You say, I grow in the Spirit. Say with me, I grow in the fruit of the Spirit. But at the same time, there's a dimension called the manifesting. The gifts are given. Not at your holiness of what is given for you to function through the body of Christ, you can go. And one of the things that we got to have is we have to move into a supernatural dimension. Yonggi Cho calls it fourth dimension. Okay? It's supernatural. If you are sick, if you are in the earthly line, depending on medical and all, I'm not now against medical, but what I'm saying, if your faith is only in this, you struggle. Move into the supernatural. That's called divine healing. The church under Jesus has taken all our sickness and diseases and he offers it and it's all run by faith. divine healing, divine protection, divine miracles, divine faith God will give you, and all operate by faith. And so I want to pray for those who are looking for healing. I want you to look from above, beyond our natural, all our capacity that you have. Move into Jesus. Through the Holy Spirit, there is a gift of healing, and there is a divine healing. Exodus 15, 26, there is a protection for divine healing. You know, I pray for you all every day. Most of the time, that there will be a divine protection. That means you don't need to be sick. You come under a divine canopy or divine health. And it's available, and you who need healing, you can tap on to the gift of miracle, recreative miracle. And I'm going to speak. And that is to do with resurrection life. Divine health has to do with resurrection life. You know, like Lazarus, God raised up Lazarus 4 days after his death. His body is decomposed. But when Jesus said, Lazarus comes out, he was stepping on the resurrection that he is going to come up. And so now we can pull up the resurrection that God has given to us and live in the resurrected life. Amen. 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 I want you to just reach out by faith. Whatever your need is, it could be healing. I'm going to major on healing and recreating power of God in your spirit, soul, and body. Whatever you need, I want you to look up to divine. There is divine healing. Amen. In the covenant of new covenant. And each time when you go, when you take the Holy Communion and say, Lord, this is a divine covenant of divine healing. Whatever your condition is, nothing is too hard for the Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, who made a covenant and never changed. Now, Lord, I release that covenant right now in Jesus' name. I take authority over the through the finished work of Calvary. All attacks, sickness, diseases, illness, demonic attacks that has come upon the people, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. I speak healing right now. Resurrected life. Okay, when I make resurrected life, get divine healing. I speak resurrection life. Resurrection life. Resurrection life. Be healed in Jesus' name. I activate the gift of divine recreating miracle to take place. Shandarabai. In the name of Jesus. Be healed in your spirit, in your soul, in your mind, in your will, in your bodies. Be healed in Jesus' name. Resurrection life. Resurrection life. Reach out. Resurrection life. And anointing. Lord, you're with us. Your presence is here, Father. We are connected to heaven. Your Jesus, you are here. Holy Spirit here. Release an overpowering power of resurrection power. I speak life, resurrection life. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.